Alright. So, to start off with, could you do me a favor and on a scale of 1 to 10, rate how you would view your own level of focus in school, with 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest?
8.
8, cool. And your level of interest in English class specifically?
8 as well.
8 as well. And then your level of responsibility in life outside of school. So that could be dealing with homework, dealing with family things, work, etc.
That's a difficult one. 6.
6? Okay. Cool. And then I'm just curious to get sort of your feedback on how class has been going. So, like, we've been doing this, like, lit circle thing throughout this unit. I was curious, like, your opinions on the effectiveness of that, ineffectiveness as far as your own learning goes and, like, your enjoyment of class, I guess.
It's effective because I can listen to what my group is discussing. That way I can actually know what the story was about without reading the chapters. So, I mean, that's... I know some part of the chapter that I did not read. I actually know what's going on because I was listening to my group discussing it.
So they helped like fill in some gaps?
Yeah.
So did you you said you didn't read all the chapters. Which parts did you read and which parts did you not? What did you say?
I didn't read the ending.
Really? How
come? I just know that Gatsby, you know, got gunned down according to my group.
Uh-huh. He did, in fact.
Yeah, I didn't read that part, but I read the beginning.
Like how much at the beginning, would you say?
Chapter 1 to, I believe, chapter 4.
Okay. What made you stop?
I mean... I don't know, I mean... Now that I thought of it, like, after reading to chapter 1 and chapter 4, I got some idea of what each chapter was about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but then after chapter 4, I realized I only need to know the important part of the chapter, not just everything. So I just decided, I mean, there's a summary online, so I could just look up the summary and then the analysis and then just read it to see what it was about and what was the key point of the chapter, the main point of the chapter, not just like the additional information that I most likely won't be tested on, won't be asked on.
Okay. Part of that, you do miss some things though if you don't read the whole book. It's not necessarily about being tested on it or not. That's not so much what English class is about. It's more about like practicing the skill of reading, of interpreting, of communication in general. So it is good that you're listening to your group and that you're looking up summaries online and stuff because you're still gathering information. You're still practicing reading skills, etc. But there are things that you miss if you're letting somebody else tell you what a book is about. Part of what English class is about is developing your own ability to figure things out for yourself.
Kind of. I thought reading these books actually, because there's some like vocabularies in there,
uh-huh.
And then it actually like increases your speaking, like instead of using this word, you use the vocabulary and replace the old word that you originally using.
Mm-hmm.
So you begin using the vocab words that were in the book because you read it.
So that's like the major benefit you get, you see?
I mean, that's what I think of it.
Oh, that's what you think the benefit is. Okay, cool. Let's see. So as far as your grade goes, you've been like pretty steady in like the B range throughout the year. Little fluctuations here and there. I think last time I checked, which was like a couple days ago, you were at like an 84. I think your high for the year was like 89 and your low for the year was like 79. So you're kind of like right at your average. In terms of, I remember we talked after the last lit circle because you had your head down a whole lot. Did anything change this most recent lit circle yesterday? Like, did you try to like participate more? Did you feel like your group welcomed you more, or was it pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same, except one group member asked me two questions. One question was, did I enjoy the book? And another question was, did I enjoy the ending? And I said, honestly, I said, no, I did not. And then she asked me, did I enjoy the ending? I said, no. I mean, if I didn't enjoy the book, I can't enjoy the ending.
Uh-huh. Did you, like, elaborate on it, or did you just say no?
I just said no. She didn't ask for an explanation. I mean, she just asked me, and I said...
Well,
because if I said yes, that would keep the conversation going, and...
Well, no could spark a conversation too, as long, if you like give a reason, of course. If you just say, if you just give like a one word answer, that kind of like signals a person. It's sort of like a an indirect signal that you're not interested in talking, at least in some people's minds.
Well, I think of it, if I say no, they just said, just don't bother. But if I say yes, they want to ask me, you know, what they enjoy it. I mean, that's just what I think. I mean, if someone says no, I just, you know, forget about it. I mean, you didn't enjoy the book. I mean, so why discuss it if you didn't enjoy it? And if you didn't enjoy it, you probably didn't read it.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, if you didn't read it, it's very hard to discuss it. But not enjoying it, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit there. Something could be valuable and you still not enjoy it. There's tons of books I've read for school and stuff that I didn't like, but I still like learned something from. Even if all that was this is not the type, the lesson could simply be, this is not what I want to do with my life. I do not like this type of reading. I don't want to do that kind anymore. I'm going to look at this type. Even if it's something as simple as that, there could be something to be gained. I'm curious how you are doing in your other classes.
I'm doing good.
Would you say like about the same in terms of grades, like about the same, about higher or lower?
From the second or the first semester?
So in terms of like your grade in English is about an 84-ish, your grades in your other classes just now, are they about that area too or in different places?
About the same. Yeah.
Okay. Is there like a particular class that you really, really like or really hate?
Please report.
I enjoy physics.
You like physics a lot? No particular reason?
It's what I think is beneficial math. I mean, you're calculating motions, you're calculating movements, you're calculating distance, you're calculating force. But in algebra, I mean, I'm thinking there isn't really much to calculate in algebra other than to give you an equation, to give you an expression, and then you just either simplify, you factor, or you just solve the equation. But what am I solving for in the, what things in life to use that equation to solve to? But in physics, you're actually like calculating something. You're calculating how far or how distance, and that's the reason why I like physics, even though they're both math.
Yeah.
Both
the you want to know what the point is.
Yeah.
Cool.
I enjoy science-based math better than just algebra.
Cool. Kudos to you. I always struggled with science-based math myself. That's cool that you like it. Did you by chance get that waiver signed yet that I handed you yesterday?
No.
Could you? Are you? First off, actually, I guess I should ask: are you willing to let me use a picture of you for my project? Would that be okay with you? Could I take one right now? Let's see if this thing has any charge to it. I don't think it does. Maybe at the end of class, after third, would you be willing?
Yeah.
Once it has charge. Awesome. And the point of that is basically I have this huge portfolio that I'm writing that's due in a couple weeks, and I don't want it to just be straight words. I want to have like I want to be able to put faces to people. By the way, the name I'm using for you is Philip. Anytime you show up in my paper, your name is Philip. Hope that's cool. I think that's pretty much everything I wanted to talk about. I feel like there was one other thing. Oh, in terms of just like, what do you hope to do? What are like your goals in either in the near future or the distant future? However far you think ahead, in terms of like what you want to do with the rest of your high school career or maybe beyond.
I haven't thought much about that.
Kind of just living in the now.
Yeah, just keeping it in the present. I don't think about the future.
Okay. All right. I think that's about it. One other question. So with regard to the, like, really wanting to know what the point of something is and, like, really liking science-based math for that reason because you get why you're doing it, how does that translate to English class for you? Is that part of why you stopped reading The Great Gatsby? Like, does that make sense what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to think about this before you answer.
Okay.
I would say no.
No? Okay. Care to elaborate?
And Because they're like two different subjects, I'll say no, because I don't really do much physics much either, unless I'm giving an assignment.
Uh-huh.
So it's the same with all classes. I mean, unless I'm giving an assignment, I don't do it just to do it. I just do it because it's an assignment to do in school. But for the Great Gatsby, every time I'm giving a chapter to read something, it's just like, I think to myself, I could do it any time. I mean, I don't really necessarily have to do it at home. I could do it tomorrow morning. I could do it just before class. I can do it during class. But for the assignments for physics, it's like I need certain tools in order to do it. I need a calculator. I mean, if I don't have a calculator at home, I need to do it in school otherwise. For the Great Gatsby, I could just do it anywhere. So sometimes I just decide not to do it at home. I decide not to do it.
Okay. Part of why I was asking that, I was thinking more in terms of seeing like the real world relevance. Do you see real world relevance as far as English class goes? Like, do you get how it helps you? So one thing you said is you see like the development of your vocabulary is one of the connections you're making. Do you see other connections, like in terms of the literature or the writing that you do, to how English benefits your life, I guess.
Other than improving vocab.
Yeah, other than improving vocab.
I mean, some stories can have life lessons, but like, for example, there's this one, I can't remember what chapter or what section it was, but one character, and I heard this in class, I think in the class in third period,
uh-huh,
2 days ago, when someone got ran over by a car.
Right.
Or was, I'm not sure if that's true in the story, but someone said it in class. Life lesson is always look at what light is, don't charge at red light, and accident can happen if you do that. I mean, in addition to getting a speed ticket, you might get an accident as well.
Okay. Yeah, I get that kind of stuff with books as well. One thing kind of to build on that I like about reading is that you kind of gain a new, like another perspective other than your own on the world, even though it is fiction, you know, 100% made up stuff. You can still learn from it in the fact that somebody took the time to write, you know, these 200 pages. These are their ideas of what the world looks like. So it kind of like, I take it as the opportunity to kind of like try on someone else's
writing novels.
Uh-huh. About writing novels?
You do writers, do they fantasize about what happened, or do they actually think throughout what happened as a result of this or as a result of that to actually make the novel make sense? Or do they just like fantasize what happened and then actually roll that? I'm not sure how writers actually write.
There's all different methods. I actually am sort of an amateur writer myself, so I can speak to this some. Everyone has a different strategy. As far as how it works for me, usually there'll be something in your life that kind of like inspires you in some way. Either you're like really excited by it or really angered by it, or there's something that happens to you that you have like an emotional reaction to, and writers use writing as a way of like working through whatever that was, and like working through ideas, working through emotions. And some people just start writing and they go from beginning to end all the way through. Most writers might come up with like the middle first. They'll have like this one idea and they'll be like, all right, what needs to happen before to make this make sense? What might happen after? What might be the result? And they kind of like expand outward in either direction. Some writers just have like some cool scenes that they want to, they're just like, what would happen if this, if A, B, and C went down? And they just start like hypothetically just start brainstorming and just kind of, they'll put a bunch of scenes together and see if they make sense together and then draw connections. There's different methods. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are like fictional stories, right?
Yeah. I kind of dabble in a few different genres. I haven't written as much lately as I was like, because I'm doing mostly teaching-related things right now.
Yeah, you know, some stories seem, actually seems like actually happening, such as the Alaska before the Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm. What was that? They're Also Watching God?
Yeah, that seems like actually happened.
Well, yeah, the writer based a lot of it on her own life, actually. There's this phrase that goes, write what you know. So with the exception of genres like science fiction, most writers, everything, even if they're writing fiction, a lot of it is semi-autobiographical in that they're drawing on their life experiences because they need to make it seem real, right? So, for instance, I would have trouble writing a book about what it's like to live in, you know, China, because I've never been to China. I would stick
to live in space.
Or space, for that matter. Yeah, it would be difficult. I'd have to do research. I'd have to talk to NASA or what have you. So I would be capable of writing about what it's like to be a high school student, or what it's like to be a high school teacher, or what it's like to go to you know, a major university, things like that. Any other questions for me? I think the bell's going to ring shortly. Not really.
I might have one.
Okay.
So, like, writers when writing novels,
mm-hmm.
do they sometimes, when they're writing fictional novels, and when fictional as in, like, animals living in space.
Uh-huh. Super fictional.
Yeah, very okay. fictional. Like, do they just decide, like, I mean, it's not, like, actually life-based, but like, do they actually just do it just to, like, do it? I mean, I never really understand why they will write something as non-fiction as that, well, fictional as that.
I mean, there's different reasons. For instance, what came to mind when you said that immediately was the book Animal Farm by George Orwell. It's all about animals, but he wrote it as sort of like a representation of the rise and fall of communism in Russia. And he used... The reason he chose to use animals was to kind of simplify a very complex topic and make it more accessible to a reader. But other people, you know, might do something like that for the sake of just being interesting. Like, some people want to read fantasy, want to read about something very unlike what they've experienced. Do you have a first period class? Okay, you should probably get going.
Such as, like, they write stories about unicorns.